Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, not 3-6 Mafia. What you doing, Luke? What you know about 3-6 Mafia?
He knows enough to play it. Luke Nichols in for Kyle Quinn today. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, Eagles are 1-0. It's not your typical victory Monday/Friday.
It's Friday. It is.
Well, but it doesn't feel like it.
Well, to you?
It was a weird game. I mean, be real. I mean, we had an hour rain delay or weather delay. They also didn't play great.
They got the win.
They got the win. It was almost it was the kind of game you walk out like, whew.
No, you know what?
Exhale, let's get out. We put the W in the win column and we get out of there.
Well, again.
This is two I told you so's in 18 minutes. And you said there'd be zero. You said there'd be zero.
Didn't you start the meeting like this? I'm not going to say I know.
This guy.
First of all, I didn't say it. I started to say it, but I did self-edit. I self-edited.
Over under the number of times this show that Hugh either but, says I told you so or self-edits out. I say 3.5.
You're going to let me make my point.
We're at 2.
It was classic Philadelphia last night because I was at the game, and when I think it was Dallas went up, right?
Mm-hmm.
People started booing.
Of course.
You know, it was the Dallas sucks chance. It was so many ranges of emotions last night that it felt great. But I always told the folks that I pontificated for and told them that I told you so in the suite that we're still going to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
I said there's not a doubt in my mind that we're going to win the game, and I gave them a Go Birds chant.
Oh, you gave them the Go Birds?
I said Go Birds.
Yeah, they like that.
Yeah. Well, I think I kind of pissed them off initially.
Yeah.
By my I told you so, but so I brought it back around with the Go Birds.
Well, that's good. Look, the bottom line is this. They won, and it's funny. It's almost like an inverse of last year, because last year the defense usually was great, right? Mm-hmm. The Jalen Carter was usually the biggest reason for that. Saquon was usually the biggest story of why they scored. And last night, really none of those things were like that. It was Jalen Hurts was their most consistently excellent player last night. The defense was up and down. They made enough plays late. The delay, I thought, changed things. It kind of made the game from high scoring to all of a sudden no one could score. But the biggest story is Jalen Carter and what happened last night. If it was me, if I was Nick Sirianni, I would suspend him. He wouldn't play next week. I know he was like, well, it's the Chiefs next week. I don't care.
I don't know, Joe. I understand the premise.
I'm thinking bigger picture than just next week.
You're right, and I get
this
that.
This season, his career, I just want to get him in his head right because he's too important of a player to do what he did last night.
That's why I said get him a psychiatrist.
Well, do something. I need something. I'm starting with a suspense. Let's get everyone's reaction here to the game, the win, Jalen Carter. Jeff in Wilmington up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
You were on it last night, man. You were right on that number almost. I was like, yeah, he's going to be petty tomorrow.
Oh, we all knew it. We all knew it.
I'm not.
Stop.
Also, I need more white guy Hugh impersonation. Yesterday, that might be a final four in the field of 64 Hughes next year.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Yeah. He didn't realize we knew it was a white guy impersonation.
Well, it was an Eagles fan. Oh,
yeah, but you you pictured him. He looked more like me than he looked like you.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I get it.
He did.
That was one of the most weirdest games, and I don't think we should be. I was totally, like, angry. And before the first snap. And I'm like, what is this guy doing? Now, I don't know if he's going to get suspended by the league. I don't think that would happen. But how about suspending him for the first half of the Kansas City game?
Well, I think that might be a happy medium. So, Jeff, I don't think he will get suspended by the league. Typically, when a player is ejected, that tends to be it.
Now, punishment.
Yeah, now
he'll
maybe
probably get fined. Maybe
a fine.
Oh,
a couple
of yams. Yeah.
But, I think he'll be eligible to play next week. Now, the Eagles, though, they can change it, right?
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, the Eagles do it, not the league.
Yep.
I thought Jalen played well. I'm kind of a little bit disappointed that A.J. and Smitty didn't get involved in the game much at all. I mean, A.J. did at the very end, but I don't know if that was coverage. I don't know if that was scheme. But the overall thing is they won, and the defense kind of looks like it did last year, a little bit out of sync. But that's what happens when you play no preseason games, and these next couple of games are going to be probably looking like that as well.
Well, they could, and they'll be against better teams, which makes it more complicated. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, the defense last night, Hugh, they made some plays late, mm-hmm. and that was a big fumble recovery there by Quinyon.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Dak made a ridiculous play to trip him up. I think Quinyon was gone if Dak doesn't trip him up there, and he scores a touchdown. I thought Jahad Campbell did some good things. I thought Makuba did some good things. Nolan Smith. The other thing, Hugh, and this is, it's a little bit on the Carter thing. Also, it's a little bit separate. They were just, Hugh, I thought they were undisciplined as a whole. They had 9 penalties last night, over 100 yards. The one was Carter, but Nolan got one. I mean, you can't have all those defensive penalties.
Well, and that plays into the hatred thing. You can't discount the fact that it's the Dallas Cowboys, and they came into town on Banner Night. That was a great night, too. And to see that, like, can you imagine, and I'm going to give you an analogy here. Say the girl you used to date that you told her she wasn't that cute or whatever, or the guy that wasn't that cute. I'm just, both. And all of a sudden, you see them with somebody, and it's like a glow up. They're getting married, they get a ring, and they look so much better than they did when you remember them. And they're rubbing that in your face. That's kind of what last night was. That's why when I heard CeeDee Lamb say, I'm going to sit out there for it, and I'm going to watch it. Nobody else knew what he was doing that for. I tried to tell y'all. I tried to tell you, but you didn't want to listen. He was using that as motivation. And he went out there, and he damn near scorched you for 100 yards in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And hatred is a hell of a motivator.
Oh, it is?
And like I said, like I tried to tell y'all.
That's three. We're counting.
I feel like we're, because he snuck one in a minute or two ago.
Look, we're tallying these.
Yeah. No, but what
that's
I'm
three.
Saying is this.
10-24.
I tried to tell y'all
10-24.
That hatred is a motivator, and it makes you play above your station.
Now
I said that yesterday.
Yeah, there's also.
And y'all ridiculed
me. Well, hold on.
And called me mean and hurtful names, called me pop-pop. Said I'm old, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Talked about my shirt.
Yep.
All this other
stuff.
Well,
you had Cowboys colors on
yesterday. I tried to tell you. And CeeDee Lamb there and just scorched you for 100 of them things in the first quarter.
Was that because of a banner of motivation or could Adoree Jackson not cover anybody?
Well, it was a little bit of both.
I think a little bit of the latter. A lot of the latter.
But I tried to tell you. I'm sorry we're here because I tried to workshop my way around.
There's
it,
no spin like Douglas spin. The reality is we have an issue at corner two. You're taking it as a victory lap.
Taking a victory lap.
Yeah,
I told you we was going to win. Mm. I just told you it wasn't going to be as easy as y'all thought it was.
All right, let's get to Chris
y'all
in Middletown.
Y'all owe me an apology.
Yeah, no, I'm not apologizing.
And I want Chris to start off. Chris needs to apologize.
I want an apology from Jalen Carter. He should apologize to his he should apologize to his teammates today. I mean, that he should do. Let's get to Chris, and then we'll let you hear what it sounded like after the game. Sirianni, Jalen Carter himself, and Dak Prescott on what the heck happened last night. Chris in Middletown, up on WIP.
Happy Victory Friday, man.
It is a Victory Friday. It's a different one, though, Chris. That was a bizarre football game.
It is. It is. Douglas, I'm going to address some of your here nonsense. And while we're on the topic of nonsense, can we talk about the elephant in the room, please? What's Kyle that? Doesn't show up to work today. Hugh, I blame you for this because you know what? Your influence is why we got this young man going down the wrong path. Late Thursday night game, probably called in sick today with a headache. He's following your path right into that HR office. And, Joe, you got to help him.
So I will try. Now, Kyle claims he's in a wedding in Western PA today. But, you know, you might be onto something. Late game, you know, probably lost his voice yelling about Jalen Carter. I mean, I get it.
Now let's recap this Jalen Carter thing here. Mm-hmm. Can we please?
Yes.
Carter's behavior was just plain dumb. You look up dumb in the dictionary, it's a picture of him spitting on Dak. He spits on Dak, and he gets kicked out before a single snap of the game. You know, he's got to be smarter and not get lured in by Ike Prescott. Because he fell for the trap.
He did.
Just like Trotter.
Almost 20 years to the day. I mean, it's right around the same time.
Same thing. And post-game, this knucklehead shows up with a t-shirt that says, first year rich. Hey, be careful, buddy. Because you know what? Before you go bragging about all your money and counting all your money from your big contract, your behavior just gave them an excuse to lighten your pockets with a hefty fine and a possible suspension. But not to mention, and Hugh, you know this is going to happen. He's now given them the justification to add the additional language about conduct and all this other nonsense that is going to be in there because they're going to point to the first game of the year when he's trying to get his big contract. He hung himself out to dry. You know, while we're talking about hanging yourself out to dry, Adoree Jackson looked like a washcloth trying to cover Hugh's backside last night. Not only was it an epic failure, but the look was terrible. Terrible. You deserve these strays, Hugh. You brought this on yourself.
I deserve these
I told strays. You so, Douglas. All right? Guys, I want to leave you out on a good note. We won the game. We're one game closer to the goal. Makuba played great. Mm-hmm. Looks like he's eventually going to be the starter there at safety. And you know what? Jake Elliott's back, baby. Jake, whatever he was going through, the injuries last year, is back. Message to the fan base. The chants were a summer thing. We only do Eagles chants now, and we do that getting ready for Eagles game day. So no more chants during Eagles season. Have a good day, man.
You got it, Chris. Good phone call. And yes, that was a big kick by Jake Elliott, who last year obviously struggled from distance, and he made a big one last night. All right, let's hear how it sounded. If you missed this after the game last night, it was very late. So let's go through Sirianni's reaction, Jalen Carter's explanation, and then Dak, as we found out he was the second spitter last night in that scrum that led to the nonsense and the ejection of Jalen Carter. All right, let's hear Nick Sirianni. He was asked what you can do to keep Jalen Carter in check. I mean, we know he's a great player, but he's got a short fuse, and we saw it last year. In New Orleans, we saw in the Pittsburgh game, he was suspended for the first quarter against the Falcons last year for internal things. Let's get to Sirianni last night. Asks, what do you do to keep Jalen Carter in check?
So what do you think you can do to keep Jalen from doing this? I mean, he's had a history of, he's gotten two fights last year. You know, he seems to have a habit, and he doesn't seem to be able to control himself when provoked. Is there anything you can do to stop it?
Yeah, like I said, everything that we do is going to be held in-house. He knows, and we needed him out there today, and he wasn't out there against a really good offense. I was really proud of the way the guys stepped up and played. You know, to give up 20 points against a really good team, a really good offense. I think, again, I can't. They got good offensive line. Dak Prescott's a really good quarterback. Two really good wide receivers, a really good tight end, two running backs that can make plays with the football. I thought BY came in and had that strip, which was huge. Again, goes back to when we win the turnover battle, good things happen for us as a team. And we, you know, we talked about that at halftime, and then the other halftime that we had, that, you know, they, because I know Coach Eberflus does a really good job of preaching, coming after the football, and I thought they had some good strip attempts, and our guys did a good job of carrying it, and, you know, we got the one out, which was all the difference in the game, in my opinion. And, you know, I thought Jordan got some good pressures. Morrow, I'll have to watch the tape there, but I know he played stout in there. Gabe Hall came in and gave us some good reps, but we need Jalen Carter on the field. And like I said, we'll keep everything in-house, but we have to get all these things corrected as a whole. As you guys know, I want them – you see how I coach with emotion, and I want them to play with emotion. And that's what I kind of say all the time is, but you have to do it within the rules of the game, because we need everybody out there to help us be successful.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At least he came back around to the main point there, because that was a Hugh Douglas-esque filibuster.
I was just thinking that, Joe.
I mean, long talk. Listen, I know their depth guys helped last night, and Young, and I don't need Gabe Hall talk here, guys. I mean, like, that. The questions about Jalen Carter, that's the story. Eventually, he got back there, Hugh, and he said, we need him out there. Now, he says it's going to be handled internally. Yes or no? Like, last year, we didn't know they suspended him for the first quarter against the Falcons until we're like, where is he, right? And then that came out after the game.
Yeah.
They're not going to tell us. If they are going to do something, whether it be a full suspension or a quarter or a half, I'm sure they're not going to tell us because they don't want to tell the Chiefs before the game. But eventually we're going to find out, right? Like, they don't have to tell us in a press conference after the game, but it will come out.
I think, and I'm serious about this, and I say that with all due respect to him and his family, you're dealing with something that you need to get under control and you need to talk to somebody, because the reality is this. Jalen Carter's still going to get paid. He's going to get, because he's too much of a talent. But I'm talking about life after football, because you're wired different. I get that. I mean, we're like I've always said, we're all wired different. To play football at this level, you're wired different. And a lot of guys are wired a lot different than others, if you get what I'm saying.
Sure.
He's the type of cat that, to me, and I don't know this for sure, but it feels like when he gets like that, you talk to him tomorrow. You can't talk to him today, because if you talk to him today, you might catch hands. You might get dealt with in a way that you didn't deserve. You know what I mean? Because he's looking at you as he's seeing red. He can't differentiate from who's his friend or whatever. He just going in. So you need to talk to somebody about that. You need to talk to somebody that's going to help you channel that. because this could be a real problem.
Well, it's a real problem for the team right now because he's too good and too important to be this unreliable. Yeah. Let's hear from Jalen Carter. If you missed it last night, here is his full availability. And it's interesting because he doesn't speak much. I don't know if he's not comfortable, if he just doesn't love being a talker. I mean, you know, we know this. There's certain guys in the locker room that like the microphone in front of them, right? They're always up there after the game and they talk. Jalen Carter doesn't talk much, and that's fine. He doesn't have to. Last night, obviously, he did. But this felt to me like one of the longest post games I've ever heard him, you know, answer more than a few questions. But he had to last night. He did. Here's Jalen Carter, his explanation of what happened last night.
You know, it was a mistake that happened on my side, and it just won't happen again. You know, I feel bad for just my teammates and fans out there. You know, I'm doing it for them. You know, I'm doing it for my family also. But fans, you know, they show the most love. You heard them out there today. You know, just not being able to finish the game, just fucked you up. But we'll get it better. It won't happen again.
Yeah, can we give them some room? Hey, just give them a little bit of room.
There's some footage later that showed that Dak may have done something first. Do you feel like he precipitated?
I don't try to do nothing out of the ordinary. You know, anything that I feel like I have done something back is provoked. But, you know, if it's something out there, y'all see it. Look, ball, but,
how amped were you to play this game?
So,
how amped were you to play this game?
Super amped. You know, just to get back. You know, we don't play preseason, so we don't get no warm-ups to hit other opponents. And I was so ready, but the things went how I went, we just go focus on next week and get better at what we were watching film and get better.
Jalen, when it happened, did you realize that you were going to get tossed in the game?
I heard the refs talking, and I heard them say, this is a tossable offense, or something like that, and that's when I...
Did you have a conversation with Nick, and if so, what did he... What kind of message did he relay to
you? I didn't have a conversation yet. I know we're going to have that conversation. They have to focus on the game still. I don't want to distract them from the game. You know, I came in, I talked to the people, told them what I was seeing while I was watching the game. So, that's all.
What was it like watching the rest of the game?
It was intense for me. You know, I wanted to be out there with the guys so bad. And just the support and help. Even just standing on the sideline, but you know, things went how I went. I've made a promise to the boys, it won't happen again.
Are you worried you might be suspended?
If I get that text or a call from that conversation, and go ahead and that's me.
Jalen, when it happened, were you like in a fit of rage or what was your emotions?
No, I was calm. You know, I walked the field calmly. I was not bad. I was pretty hard. I couldn't really do nothing else. You know, the rough decision was a tough decision.
You said you weren't the last one. Did Dak say anything, or was there anything that just made you walk over there?
I don't know. You know, when things started to come out and you started seeing things and go off that, but I don't got nothing to say about it. You know,
all right.
I'm trying to make sure the team's straight.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
All right, there's a few things there. One, if you got a chance to watch that, I didn't feel watching it that he said the right things. Like, I let my team down and all that, but I didn't feel watching it that he had a lot of remorse. I didn't see that when he walked off the field. Also, I'm going to play Dak for you in a second. He didn't say Dak did something, but he also kind of alluded to, like, he said something like, I wouldn't do something unprovoked. Almost like he did it first. That's what it sounded like to me, and that's unacceptable.
Dr. George James, psychiatrist, I'm serious. I know people probably think I'm playing. I don't play about this, about mental wellness, because there was a lot in that, what he said. He doesn't even really recall what was being said after that. Did anybody hear that? I don't know what the ref was saying. He was so locked in to whatever he felt was egregious that nothing else mattered.
Right.
That's the problem. Like seriously, that's the problem. He's a hell of a talent. And I don't want to do anything that's going to take away from that talent, because he could be a Hall of Fame player.
I agree.
He could be a Hall of Fame player. He needs to talk to somebody. He does, man. And I'm so serious about that. Because if you listen to what he said, and if you look at his body language, he can't. I bet you if you asked him to replay in that moment, what ticked him off? All he saw was spit. He don't know, like, he perceived that to be, you know, disrespectful, and he just went in. That's a problem. That's a big problem. And he needs to talk to somebody about that. Because it's not a laughing matter. He's had too many moments where it has potentially been costly. He's a hell of a player. I'm not trying to sit him. But I think if you care about him, you need to get him help. You need to get him. You need to have him talk to somebody.
Do you think when Dak spit on the ground and then you kind of see it zoom in and he's backing up and smiling, kind of laughing at him? Do you think the spit set him off, or the laugh and the smile?
All of that. I think the star set him off. I think the crowd was lathered up. It's the Dallas Cowboys. We all know how we feel about the Cowboys. That's fine. All of that is fine within the game. You can't take it to that level. Like, that's where I think he needs to talk to somebody about. You need to channel that energy into something else. Dax, dude, I saw Dak get his ass beat before he went to the pros at a black college weekend by somebody trying to be the tough guy. Dak's not that tough guy. You have to be smarter than that. To anger you is to conquer you.
Well, the other thing last night is he showed everyone how easy it is to get him off the
game.
And
he's going to see that all the time.
Of course he is.
Because he has to learn that he is the most important person on the field when they play defense. And he has to know now that you're a target. All you got to do, he seems like the type of cat, you can say anything about it. You can say something about his mama. And you don't even know his mama.
Yeah,
he going in. You can't have that.
It can't be that easy to get this kind of caliber player ejected from the game.
It can't be.
Look, sometimes, you know, we see things on different ways. I don't disagree. I'm not disagreeing. Your idea today is a good one. Like, go get him some help. I want to add to it. And I would suspend him for next week. And I recognize what I'm saying. I'm hurting the Eagles' chances significantly to beat the Chiefs next week. But I need to send him a message. Because I don't know if he got it last night. I need to send him a message from the team, not the referee. Because then he could say, oh, the referee, what are you going to do? It's an ejectable offense. No, I want the team to send him a message. We're trying to win another Super Bowl, trying to be a dynasty. We're about to pay you a lot of money. You're not just some guy. You're side of the football, you're Jalen Hurts level of importance. I need you on the field, and what last night was unacceptable. 215-592-9494. I wouldn't let him play against the Chiefs. That's how I come down. Where do you come down on Carter, the win last night? We'll get to Hurts, Brown, the offense, Dory, that's the whole thing. On the other side, your calls, and we'll let you hear from Dak Prescott. What he said happened, his explanation for the first spit on the ground that led to the Carter spit, which was obviously not on the ground. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, excuse me. And fall's right around the corner. Well, fall is kind of here because it's, you know what, it's two things that are happening right now. It's football season. And it's pumpkin spice season, people. This year, Hatfield is taking it to a whole new level with their newest game changer, pumpkin spice thick-cut bacon. Warm fall spices with a touch of sweetness. It's bold. It's different. And guess what? It's delicious. I ate two packs when I got it. It was awesome. Spice bacon, pumpkin spice bacon, is available for a limited time at your local grocery store. Visit simplyhatfield.com for where to buy. Hatfield. Better care. Better pork.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.